Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, it's sunny and warm. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF has struck rocket launch sites across the Gaza Strip. These launch pads were built under the cover of the ceasefire with Hamas, according to the Israeli military. Also, earlier this hour, the EU agency has warned airlines to avoid airspace over Iran. Despite a framework deal, short-term violations of the US-Iran ceasefire could occur, especially near the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports a provocative perspective from Iran. They see military pressure as a strategy to influence negotiation terms rather than to defeat their rivals. Separately, hundreds of female IDF officers have raised concerns to Zamir. They argue that the exclusion of women is a threat to national security and undermines military discipline. And finally, Times of Israel reveals a foreign intelligence report on Qatar's long-term aid to Iran. Cooperation expanded after the nuclear deal collapsed in 2018, with Qatar supplying Iran with crucial materials. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N EWS English shared a video just minutes ago. It shows the IDF striking four rocket launch sites in Gaza, which were constructed after the ceasefire. Visegrad 24 also posted recently. They confirmed the IDF's destruction of Gaza launch pads set up during the ceasefire. Raylan Givens, a commentator, summarized details from Lebanese newspaper Al-Akhbar. He wrote about the demands Israel presented in negotiations with Lebanon, including the removal of Hezbollah from specific areas. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the IDF strikes in Gaza. Earlier today, the IDF targeted sites they say were built to threaten Israeli security despite the ceasefire. The military believes these sites posed an immediate risk, prompting the action. This strike comes just after the ceasefire, raising tensions in the region once again. Turning to airspace concerns over Iran, the EU agency's warning follows a framework deal between the US and Iran. Despite this, the agency advises caution due to potential ceasefire violations, particularly around strategic areas like the Strait of Hormuz. This caution impacts international flights and could affect travel plans. Meanwhile, the concerns raised by female IDF officers highlight ongoing tensions within Israel's military. They argue that external pressures from religious groups are undermining the inclusion of women, posing a risk to military effectiveness. This internal conflict could have broader implications for Israel's defense policies. In related developments, the Foreign Intelligence Report on Qatar's aid to Iran suggests long-term collaboration. According to the Times of Israel, this cooperation has grown since 2018, providing Tehran with essential materials. Such alliances could shift power dynamics in the Middle East, affecting regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel came close to a cooking gas shortage. A state controller's report reveals that due to infrastructure damage, the country nearly ran out of cooking gas in late 2025. This serves as a warning sign for future resource management. Separately, Globes reports a significant development for Varonis. The data security company's shares rose 7% following Bloomberg's report of acquisition interest from private equity firms. This surge reflects investor confidence in the company's potential sale. And finally, Israel Hayom Business brings good news for Idan Offer. ICL, formerly known as Dead Sea Works, has signed a major deal to sell potash to India. This contract is valued in the hundreds of millions, marking a significant boost for the company. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information, please verify key details independently.